Former Brewers All-Star Corey Hart is honored with a plaque at Miller Park on Friday, and he throws out the first pitch before the Brewers host the Marlins. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with Miami on top 1-0 and D. Gordon batting with two on.
And he shows bunt, gets a bunt down. Guards is coming home, and he throws it away. Another run is in. Volquez on his way to third, Gordon on his way to second. 2-0 Marlins.
Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That's hit in the air to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! It is gone! Stephen Vogt just hit one out of here, and the Brewers are on the board, and Stephen Vogt finally one that they couldn't catch.
Vogt was designated for assignment on the 22nd of June. DFA'd. That one's in the center field. Did he get it? Yelich is back. He looks up. And it is gone! A home run for Vogt. Two-run shot. And the Brewers have taken the lead. And welcome to Milwaukee, Stephen Vogt. Second homer of the game. One strikeout in consecutive games. In the air, left center. That could be big trouble. On the run, Broxton can't get it. That's going to go to the wall. Realmuto is around third. He's going to try to score. The throw from Arcia. He is out at the plate. Oh, my goodness. What a relay.
Two balls, two strikes. Here it is. He struck him out looking. And this one is over.
Corey Knebel works around three base runners, and the Brewers win 3-2. Stephen Vogt is the hero. He collects his third career multi-home run game. The Brewers now lead the Cubs by two games atop the NL Central. Here's the manager, Craig Counsell.
I'd say so, yeah, driving in all three runs in a 3-2 ball game and hitting two home runs. I'm happy for him. It's a great way to start out here at Miller Park for sure.
He had hit some balls good in Cincinnati with no love, right?
Well, he got robbed of a home run, and later in that game, he hit two balls that could have been doubles. So he's swinging the bat really well. I mean, in both games he's been here. He's put together good at-bats, I know that. Certainly put together good at-bats every single time up there. So it's a nice addition, and it's just, you know, it feels like, like these 12 guys we got for position players, they're, you know, all of them are going to play a role here going forward, and it's a good group. It's a deep group right now. You look on the bench tonight, and you know, pretty good players on the bench. So we're in a good spot there.
Pretty nice to be able to put RC in as a defense replacement. Then he makes the throw that saves the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does it again. I mean, that's two out of the last three home games. He's made an incredible play. I mean, I give HP a lot of credit too. He got the ball in quickly, but he put a throw. Probably the only place, you know, that an out can be made there. Just absolutely right on the money.
I guess kind of lost in all of this was Garza's key strikeout at the end of the fifth.
Getting out of that jam was incredible for sure. He had to work really hard in that fifth, and for me, you know, the only pitch the pitch to Riddle is probably the only pitch that he'd maybe want back. I mean, he kind of got, you know, just some bad luck there really. But getting through that inning and limiting the damage and only having two runs scored, you know, we're still in the game right away. And then Stevie homers the next inning, and it's really a one-run game, and we're in it. Carlos Torres did a heck of a job, too. It's, you know, middle relief, but it's a close game. That's two big innings.
I think you mentioned recently that with the extra manpower and just the way the games work out, some of your relievers had gotten more rest, and it's really showing. It seems like they were some of those guys are kind of running on fumes for a week or
something. I agree. I mean, with just the nature of the games has changed a little bit, and we've been able to get guys rest, and that's, you know, unfortunately we haven't won a ton of games here, but in combination with what the starters have done, and just how the games have just worked out, we've been able to. It's been much easier to keep them fresh, and I think you are seeing the results of that.
it wasn't easy for Corey in that last inning, but he did, you know, set a major league record, 40 straight games. That's now it's a nice round number. You can kind of wrap your head around what it's a fourth of a season.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, I think he, you know, certainly it took him a couple of batters to get into the inning a little bit, and you know, he's been, we haven't used him that much lately. I think once in the last week. You know, really after Arcia's play, I thought then you kind of got on it a little bit, and he pitched really well after that. But I mean, 40 straight appearances, you know, with a strikeout is, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, it's something else, and he should be very proud of it for sure. It's consistent. It's consistency. It's what it is, and it's bringing A stuff to the game every single night.
Steven Vogt gets to make a curtain call in his first game at Miller Park as a Brewer. Here's the Milwaukee backstop.
Obviously, I'm just excited we won. That's why I'm so happy to be here, to be in first place, to play on a winning team, and just have a chance to win every night and be pushing towards a playoff run, you know. And so to contribute in your first game is awesome. And obviously, I would have never conjured that up, but that was fun. And, you know, Garza threw a great game. Gave us a chance to win, you know, got us out of that jam in the fifth, which was huge.
I heard you tell Sophia, first curtain call?
Yeah, first curtain call in my career, so that's pretty cool. I mean, you don't have too many multi-homers and homer games in Oakland unless you're Chris Davis. So other than that, it's tough to hit too.
The guys that told you the ball carries here pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Especially opposed to where you were playing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you hear the ball carries really well in the NL Central, you know, especially here in Cincinnati. So, you know, it was fun just to kind of get on the board and contribute to a win like that. And, you know, but this was a really, really well-played baseball game by us all around.
Especially that play in the ninth. I mean, that's a huge relay.
Yeah, that was the biggest play of the game, obviously. But, you know, everything had to go perfect, and it did. Those two guys made two perfect throws, and... you know, Arcia's throw was perfect for me to slap the tag on him real quick. So it was an all-around perfect play.
Did it feel like you were due for this one after getting robbed a couple times in Cincinnati?
I don't know. I've been feeling really good at the plate the last few weeks, too, before I got over here. So, you know, you try not to think about that. You can't control those things. And it's cliche and it's easy. It's not always easy to say that. But, you know, you try not to think about the play getting made. All you can control is swinging at good pitches and hitting them hard. And fortunately, I was able to get two good pitches to hit tonight and didn't miss them.
Looked like Yelich almost. I mean, that wasn't too far over.
Yeah, the first one, I honestly saw him running after it, and I was like, oh, man, he's going to catch that. You know, just kind of with the way things are going. But, you know, fortunately, it carried out. And then, you know, the second one, I knew I got that one pretty good.
But you've been here with Oakland in the past.
We came here for two games last year real quickly, but not enough to really.
Was that the only time you had ever been here?
Yeah. I mean, I came here as a college student and toured the ballpark, but I didn't get a chance to, you know, or I poked my head in from the restaurant in left field because they were on the road. But, you know, other than that, I had never really been here. So that's
like
beautiful ballpark.
Like it's
beautiful
so far,
ballpark.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's above average.
This series continues on Saturday. Zach Davies goes for Milwaukee. Tom Kohler starts for Miami.